One of those programs is the 5-week high-speed rail pre-apprenticeship, run by Chuck Roihaus with the Building Trades Union. He says Talk of the Rail has thousands of people applying for his course that teaches a wide range of trade skills needed to construct everything the train needs, from the power to the rail, and support structures like train stations.
Anything that's construction-related, from electricians to sheet metal workers to operating engineers, laborers, carpenters, cement masons, they all have a role, iron workers, they all have a role in high-speed rails.
You're going to be mounting stuff on the studs, okay? So. We're just
at their facility in Fresno, an instructor teaches a group of 20 students some basic electrical work. Over the course of the program, these students will get a taste of a range of trades to see where their skills lie. One of those students is Aaron Fillmore, who used to drive tractors on a farm until the drought killed his job. He's hoping that learning a trade could provide him more stability.
That's what brought me to the program is I saw the high-speed rail, and I thought, there's a lot of jobs there. I know it's a big project, and I know it lasts a long time, so I figured that would be this would be a perfect way to get my foot in the door with that, and hopefully that works out.
After the 5 weeks, most, if not all, of the students will become an apprentice in their craft and hone their skills. Another student, Angela Tires, a high school basketball coach and warehouse worker, moved to Fresno from Southern California to pursue the apprentice program.
I'm learning a lot, and it's interesting, and I feel like I can get out there and do almost anything, as long as I pay attention and do the job and be on time, I think it'll be right.
This is the third high-speed rail-funded class. Students are not guaranteed a job when they finish, but student Terrell Woods says he's confident he will have a job.
You hear things on the news that, it's coming, and I would like to be a part of history.
A part of history?
Yeah.
So you think that's going to happen?
Yeah, I really do think so.
The careers are a big step up for many involved. Some of the higher-paying trades can reach salaries of $80,000 a year. And even though the union's class sizes have tripled, positions in the pre-apprentice program are still highly competitive. Instructor Chuck Stanton says applicants have to pass a math test and go through a series of interviews before they're allowed in.
Of the people that applied, probably about 10% actually get in. So we're looking for the best and the brightest. Somebody that's struggled throughout, high school or something like that, or college, chances are that you're not going to make it into the building trades.
The program is free, but it's also full-time for the 5 weeks it's in progress, limiting the ability of students to work outside of their training. But the people in the course say it's a big chance to start a new career that could keep them gainfully employed for years to come. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.